वंदेहं श्रीगुरु.
The following is a conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 5th of January, 1977, in Bombay, India.
And to save them is paropakara, real welfare. But our duty is to try. How many tickets we have got?
We've got 20 tickets for the devotees in second class, plus 2 for yourself and high service in first class.
Well, it's not the conservation of tickets, it's just on the midnight of 31st and 1st, when I was very disturbed, I just got into the train for a drive, being a railwayman. And there was just some intuition that I came here and I had your darshan.
When you came?
On the 31st and 1st, on the first morning.
Yeah.
And from that, as happens to be, I've been coming every day. I have not started reading that one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm reading the Shri
Ishwapana.
After I finish this, then I'll start the revision. I've read Gita, the ordinary one from Gita Prasadapur. I've read Dr. Radhakrishnan's portion, Dr. Rajkumarachari. Mm-hmm. I hope to gain something more.
The difference between other Gita now and Gita is therefore said as it is, no interpretation. That is a disaster. Authority Krishna, and to interpret on his word is a very disaster.
Krishna has been good to me. Right from my childhood, I was brought up in a good religious family. I have always been able to have my way. I think that's what's wrong. I get very strong desires, likes, dislikes. I've been successful, very, very successful, material services.
Now,
I want to. Doesn't leave me with peace.
Hare Krishna. What is your full name?
Ravindranath. I'm not a Bengali, I belong to Delhi. I've lived 8 years in Bengal. Chittoranjan, Durgapur. Monger.
So you can speak in Bengali?
I can understand. I mean, Bhalo Bangla Bhoti Parana, Vishnu Parana.
Dali Hare.
No, not at all. Once upon a time I could read and write,
but
it's just out of touch.
The Calcutta Marwari is this. Very
beautiful. Blue and clear. Being in railways, I've had about 8 cross-country transfers. Rajkot, Ajmer, Bombay, Ahmedabad. So I know as much of Gujarati and Marathi too.
Rajasthani.
Hindi is the mother tongue, Rajasthani.
Yeah, Hindi is understood everywhere. Bhagavad Gita, what you have learned,
the only thing that I have been able to learn is
Hare Krishna. Jaya. He is Dr. Kattar. He is Mr. Gupta, Railway Officer. He had any arranged for our tickets.
We are going by plane or by car?
Train.
you are going also by train?
It will be too much.
No,
strange.
First class is alright.
One first class. Because it will take more than 36 hours to reach.
No.
By Calcutta means from, you know?
24 hours.
Or Kashi Express.
24 hours.
Kashi Express.
Kashi Express.
I had gone by Kashi Express.
Calcutta by Calcutta Mail, or there is a special leaving for Allahabad. There is a special train. The other in Kumbh are special.
This one
is a regular train. This is Varanasi Express.
The special must not have first class, is it?
Special has first class.
That special will be better then.
No, it won't be, because it leaves on 10th night and It will only go to Naini.
It
won't go to Allahabad.
Isn't it faster?
No.
Change.
No.
From Naini you have to change.
You see, the Central Railway, we are taking pilgrims only to Naini and back. We are moving about a million passengers from this area.
From Naini they are going to the Kumbh Mela.
Naini, yes. It's a triangle. Mm. So from Naini they will go to Kumbh Mela, come back to Naini and come back this side.
How far Naini is from Allahabad? Kashi Express is a new.
Not very new. That is also not very
15 years old.
15 years.
Kashi Express go to Allahabad and comes back to Binaras. Like I had gone by that.
Kashi Express was introduced before last Kumbh.
Then from Allahabad there is a straight line from Binaras to Binaras. Then it goes to Mughal. Kashi Express from it goes up to Kashi.
And how long are you going to stay there, sir?
As long as Murad waves.
Maya Mela will last up to middle of February, perhaps. No?
1 month or so.
1 month?
Hmm. Well, I am not going.
It is very cold, huh? It is extreme cold this season.
Hmm.
And to take bath in confluence with this biting cold of this cold water.
I think sometimes I was taking.
You should take warm water
bath. 1925, I was taking. I was touching the water and it was cutting.
Even now, it means you are cutting too much.
And as soon as I take a dip, I will be.
No, but now it is not right.
It is very nice.
Everything is numb.
Immediately warm.
Warm.
As you say,
that is all the question. Yes.
So long you do not take this, it is so pinching, it is cutting your body. And as soon as you get a dip, 1, 2, 3, best. Immediately.
No, but now at this age of yours?
No, now.
You should warm the water and take water from
the sun,
bring in the tent, warm it up and take a bath. Or you get a pot of water here and daily put 2 drops in the bucket and take a bath. My wife was doing this. She used to put 2 drops of Ganga water.
Now if I get such deep, I may be paralyzed.
Oh yes, one man has actually died in Kashi Binaras by dipping in the Ganga. The water in Ganga is very cold even in summer, sir, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Summer outside is very cold.
Coming directly from Himalaya. I had gone to up to Prayag, Pure, from Mitsa. Then Jamuna.
And Ganga Mitsa.
They say Saraswati also.
Saraswati is the subterranean river. They call Saraswati everywhere, no? Hindu mythological river.
The Taladi.
Yes, it is mythological. Anyway. It's all subterranean water. Is Saraswati.
No, there is.
You get Saraswati in Gujarat also. You get Saraswati in Maharashtra also. Everywhere.
No. This is Dr. Patel. I heard him speaking 2 years ago because the tape came.
Did you?
At the time, you and Dr. Patel, you were having very heated conversations, but now I see he's subdued.
In these 2 years, I have made an extensive study of the Vaishnava, of all the three branches of main Vaishnava. And I think, sir, that I have studied Shankara also extensively, and I think Shankara is misunderstood very much. What is your opinion?
No, not misunderstood. He made himself misunderstood.
But people are misunderstood, no, the real purpose of
Mahabharata. He has to please this Mahabharata. He has to present himself in that way. Otherwise, he is Vaishnava.
Shankaracharya.
Maiva Gadidanga Devi Kalo Brahmana.
These are all Vaishnavas. Krishna Bhakti Sansanga Satsanga Anyatha Yanti Vido Api Adha. Even well what man will come down if he does not resist. All the branches of Vaishnavism. It is the same concept.
Sadhanta Sangha, Pramabhita Sangha, Bhavanti Ditkarna, Sahayana. Without Satsanga, Ravadikana Nishya, Krishna. Nakhyama Vijayana.
Swami Narayana had mentioned this as Krishna tad avtarasya geya tad pratimabhisa natu jiva nrupadeva adya bhakta brahma vidopita. Even the highest bhakta, the Brahmavid bhakta, they should not be worshipped other than Krishna and his avatar. But the followers, you know what they are doing.
They are not followers. If they do not follow their guru, what kind of followers?
Same with the Valbhacharya's followers.
Unless Guru trains the disciple rightly, very difficult.
The chief belief is that God comes in the form of the Guru, and so Guru should be worshipped as God even after his death. God comes in the form of Guru.
God
comes in the form of Guru.
God.
That is the thing. God comes in the form of Guru, all right. So, yatha deva para bhakti tatha yatha devi tatha guru. Otherwise you cannot get
guru is manifestation of God, but that doesn't kick out God.
They are kicking out God. And this fellow in the Ganesh Puri, they are worshipping the death statue of their old guru one.
That's it. A common statement also, Guru Gobindong Khare Kake Lage Pao Balihari Guru Apno Gobindiyo Bataye.
That's right.
I think that's the gist of the Guru and Bhagavan.
Those people who consider Guru in the place of God during his, imparting of knowledge to you, otherwise you won't get the knowledge. Yasya deve para bhakti yatha deve tathagur tasya eva kathitad guna prakashante mahatmanah. Otherwise all those things will not eliminate them. You see? Am I right or wrong, sir?
Yes. Without Guru, there are capital.
Guru is Guru.
Even Parampara. Krishna Kripa-Pai Bhakti-Ratabhi Chaitanya. By Guru's mercy and Krishna's mercy, one can enter into Bhakti-Man. Without Guru's mercy, you cannot. And without Krishna's mercy also, you cannot. Krishna is situated within your heart. And if you are sincere, Krishna will give you the right Guru. And then by Guru's mercy, you will understand. This is...
For our Krishnashram in Kamyuk, when at times of anger gets temporarily the better of you, what is the guidance you can bring you by to knowledge? Because in anger you can do a lot of things. And as we call it, you spontaneously lose your temper.
When you can conquer over your anger, then you become Goswami. Bhatavidam, Krodavidam, Krodavidam. Manasavidam, Udharavidam, Upasavidam. Itar Vedan, the Visaheta Dhira, is being Sasishyat, Guru. One cannot become Guru who has no control over these things. Bhatu Vedam, the arts of speaking nonsense. Bhatu Vedam, Krodha Vedam, the arts of anger, Manasa Vedam, as the mind, Udara Vedam, as the belly, Upatsa Vedam, as the genital. In this way, all the six Vedas, one who can control, he is fit for becoming Guru.
You can be only one if you have, you understand the greatness of God and your mind perfectually in the separate feet of God. Then you don't have this calm good and hope. That is what other acharyas are.
Bhāsa Vedam, Krodha Vedam, Udara Vedam, Manasa Vedam, Itan Vedam, the six Vedas, one who can control, he is Goswami. Swami means master, Go means Hinduja.
Kaam, Krodha, Lobh, Matsar, Moh, Matsar and
Guruji, the problem which I am putting as a common man is,
It is not for the common man. Common man has to learn under the discipline of Guru. You cannot expect all these things from a common man. When you actually control all these things, that you are a common man. You are representative of Krishna, then you can preach Krishna's pleasure.
There is one slope. Sarva dharmān paricharya māme kamsana. Come from sarva pāpe brahmasam. This is path. Kāma krodha māme. He will release you from that path. You should completely surrender. That is,
Pāpa, everything in the material world. Whatever is due, that is pāpa. In the material world, this is pāp, this is punna, this is mental control.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is pāp. Gaitri, bhadra, bhadra, sakali sama. In the world of reality, material world, we have manufactured something, this is good, this is bad, this is moral, this is immoral. But Chaitanya Charitamrita often say, these are all mental concepts. So everything is the same, material. Material means bad. But we have made some convention, this is good, this is bad.
By God's grace, I'm a very successful man. I'm youngest chief mechanical engineer from the center. I know kaam, krodh, lobh, moh, all are taken to extreme path. I know it. But when they overcome in the heat of the moment, then you're not able to liberate yourself.
How to use kaam, krodh. That is described by Narottam Das Thakur. Kaam Krishna Karmatma. Kaam means you have a strong desire to do something. That is kaam. So Tanbhati, the strong desire for Krishna's activity. Kaam Krishna Karmatma. Krodh Bhakta Decision. And persons who are envious of the devotee, you become angry about them. You have got this quality, kaam, krodh, lobh, but you can utilize it. That's why Hanuman, he became very angry and he set fire in the Lanka
unless one is very angry, he cannot do that. But that crow was applied to the demon. Krodh bhakta dahila. So we can utilize tongue, crow, moh, bewilderment. When we cannot find out a bhakta, then we should be bewildered. Sunnayitam jagat sarva. So therefore, bhakti process may that everything has to be purified. Crow, Hanuman's crow, to set fire, Lanka, it is purified crow. But they cannot understand the crow, how it is purified. But crow can be purified. When it is bhaktadhajana, those who are envious of God and His devotee, upon them, we will be all avenged. Now I have become a bhakta, I cannot be found. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed by example. He said, Sinadapi Suniti na Sarodapi Sarishma. But when Nityananda Prabhu was injured, he became so angry, he immediately said, bring my chakra, I shall kill this Jagannatha. So at that time, it is not Sinadapi. That is Krodha Bhaktadya. So we have this Kam, Krodha, Maha, everything, whatever sense activities we have got. When they are utilized for Krishna, then it is true. Sarvapadhi, Vinit, Bhaktam, Satpanata. Now, there is fight. It's like political fight. And the political fight, both the parties, they are trying to get supremacy of their own sense activity. But here we fight Ram Ravan on one's cross was not for himself. He did not want the Lanka kingdom. But because Ramchandra wanted that this man should be punished, he cooperated. Yes? This is true. In this way, when we purify all our activities, all our sensual activities, then it is right. Otherwise, it's like what goes. He purified his senses. A Vaishnava is naturally non-violent. But in order to satisfy Krishna, he fought. That is purified. So we have to purify. Our activities cannot be stopped. That is not possible.
All activities done for the sake of Krishna or God are deserving, non-deserving.
Madhatthe, makpara, mayasakta manapartha, yogam, this is yoga, yogam, jinjan, madhatthe. Yogam, jinjan, madhatthe. Finally, take shelter. But this Mahavadi, where is Madhasraya? He is Nirakar. So there is Mahasraya. So they cannot perform this yoga. So there is no Madhasraya. Astray Laiya Bhaje Krishna Sare Nahi Chaji. If one takes shelter of Krishna and he walks under his direction, then he is never forsaken or rejected by him. He is always under the protection of him. Kauntiya Pradhyani Nami Bhakta Pranati. That should be our duty. We shall act only to the direction of Krishna. Then our activity is actually higher. And then we are liberated.
That requires Guru.
And unless Guru, how do you know? Guru is the representative of Krishna. We cannot directly meet Krishna at the present moment. So, this is called Vyavasthita Buddhi. If we work under the direction of the representative of Krishna, that is perfect. Guru Mukha Padma Vakta Sistete Koriya Arana Koriya Manayar. You are singing this. Whatever Guru has said, take it seriously. Don't manufacture your ideas. Guru Mukha Padma Vakta Sistete Koriya Arana Koriya Manayar.
It says you have given an example of Krodh by Lord Hanuman in Bhagavad Lanka. Are there any such instances where a lobe could also be?
Yes.
Personified?
Yes.
Lord Krishna's desire?
Oh, yes. They said gopis, they were always centering many such Krishna, many such. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Sunnayitam sarvam jagat sattvam govinda virahinam. I see everything better and without Govind. This is ecstasy of yoga to meet Krishna. So when he is strongly hankering after Krishna, lobe, greedy, or devotee, then the lobe is properly
clear. Then Krishna is appearing from Rasa.
Mm-hmm. There are so many examples. You can imply your hankering for Krishna and his devotees.
One verse I said, Ekam Mulyam Lord. One month.
Lulam Ekam Mulyam.
Ah,
yes. Lulam, yes, right. That is divinity. Laulam, the Bhakti by Rupa Goswami, he advises Krishna Bhakti Rasa Bhavitam Ati Kriyatam Jadit Tobhiram Bhakti. With Krishna consciousness, you purchase, if it is available somewhere, immediately purchase. The next question is, if you want to purchase something, you must pay the price. Therefore, he says that the price is lowlam, giving. How I shall become a monk? That is that. How I shall? That I can have very easily. No, not janma koti sukhi vihiram bhavi. If one has done pious activities, but many, many births, you also cannot have this greediness. It's so rare. But if you have got that greediness, you get it.
Intense
greediness. So one may think, oh, I then be very greedy. So the answer is, na janma koti hi sukhi hi
ram bhate. If a human being keeps on repeatedly showing calm, crowd, lobe, more. He keeps on trying to get over it. He keeps on
that is
falling
negative
in
side.
It and again keeps on trying.
That is negative side. First of all, just like mauna. Why mauna? There's no need of mauna. You have to chant. Kirtaniya sadan. So, there is negative side and positive. The one who has no information of the positive side, they simply change the negative side. Brahma Satya Jagan Mitha. Jagan Mitha is real life. But what is that? Brahma Satya. Brahmasattva is here. When you are fully engaged in service, Brahmasattva does not mean I simply make negative this and there is no engagement. That Brahmasattva will not endure, will fall down. Because you are active. If you have no engagement, then you fall down again. Just like a child, he is engaged in playing, all right. But engaged in studying, if he gets little interest, then he automatically is playing. But if he simply stop playing, then he will become mad. Because activity is there. So these Mahavadi philosophers, they do not know. Material engagement, zero. Buddha philosopher, Nibbana. And that Nibbana is another word, Nirvise. That is not helpful. There must be variety, and there must be positive life. And that is bhakti. So without bhakti, you cannot stop your nonsense activity. Neither.
This Rajyoga also, Chitta Vritti Nirodha, but even you get the same thing by Ishvara Paijanatma. So I mean, Vaishnava self is busier than leaving the mind blank and then getting all wonderful ideas. Because here your mind is engaged to Lord. It is we call as Samadhi.
Param Dishka Nivartha. Just like a man is observing a Kadishi, fasting. Another man in the hospital is also fasting. So these two fasting, they are different.
Yes, we are fasting of all the senses and applying to God.
For satisfaction of Krishna. And they are compulsory fasting, but he has the desire. So, param dishta nivartha. When you get better test, when you stop this nonsense, but better test, and that is possible. Artificially, if you do, it's another.
Sir, you can say according to the Puranas and stories that all the 11 senses should be drawn from objects.
That is automatically. Vedanta is one of the
links with God.
Process for Jaraika. Our Guru could mean how to teach them to become self-controlled. That is what this literary education, second level. Drama, second level. First message is how to create them santa santa, self-control.
But you know that with the Punjab board, education board, but I think and
that's why I say if you have to work under government control, it is very difficult. If you can work independently, then it is.
I'm independent. I'm doing
everything. That is government help.
But the students go for examination in the board.
Only. Examination or no examination, the practice, the rules, that is sufficient examination. Suppose one of the items, that one has to rise early in the morning. So if one is rising early in the morning, there is examination. There is already examination. If one has to rise early in the morning, attend the Mangalarti, then sitting in the class and reading Bhagavad Gita, chanting, praying. These are all practice. There is no need of examination. If he is doing, then it is examination pass.
they, therefore, if you want to satisfy the parents, the government, then it is not possible.
They have to go in colleges.
To satisfy
they
Krishna.
Have to go in colleges.
I know that. Therefore, I said that if we have to satisfy so many masters, it is not possible.
At the most, she can do some sort of a cultural education along with the
person. What that cultural? If he does not practice, what is the culture? If he
has classes in Bhagavad Gita and practice,
oh, what is he use?
The subject.
They will produce that blind leader. Therefore, we have to follow the Shastras. Then it is.